Holding a Kuf Beis in the Beis. We did the last piece of Gemara. We didn't do the Rashi's yet. So the Rashi Zos Umeres Habas Eitzel Ho'em. It's about 12 lines up from the bottom. Diktani, the Mokim She'ima, to go to the place where the mother is. Well, Diktani, the Beis Achia, didn't say that she moved in with her brothers. The mother shekein hu adin, so that indicates that that's the halacha shetigad labas etzel ima, that the daughter stays with where the mother is. Basan yizenas min habonim. So you can have a situation where the father dies, and so the halacha is that the sons get the yerusha, but the daughter gets support from the father's estate. The mother might remarry. So does she stay with her brothers, or does she move in with her mother? So even though they're supporting her, she moves where the mother is. So I don't know, so they could argue, well, if you live with us, it is going to cost us less, it's easier to support you, etc. They could have all these arguments why it's better for them. If they're supporting her, they would want to argue that she should live with them. But that's not the halacha. But the daughter goes with the mother. Okay. Now the Morris is assuming this is true even if the girl is a gadola. So Morris says, how do you know that? Dilma b'ktana skina. Shumachi l'ktani b'aseh t'lach. And by a girl who's a gadola, that is definitely the halacha, that the bas goes not with the brothers, but with the mother. Mishum Maisa Shoyu, like the story which took place, that they killed the daughter to the girl to get the money, the Yerusha. Same way that's true, that story which we had over there, which was actually a boy, that we're afraid over there that their story was that they killed, and we don't leave the Ben Kata by the Yorshe Ha'av. So we're also so she gets one tenth of the support. She also gets, when she gets married, one tenth of the property to as a nazunya. So that we're worried about by girls a katana. By gedola, which we're not worried if she can fend for herself. We're not worried about that. It's Emel Lachot, the Teisha of Eitzel Ha'achim. Maybe over there the brothers do have a valid argument that she should live with them. Tamar said, no. Im Kain, the Eshkilik Ben Gedolah L'Ktana, if that's true, there's a difference whether the girl is a Ktana or a Gedolah. So the Lash of the Mishnah should have been, Nisni quotes, Melech L'Mazon is L'Makam Shehi. Which would mean the Masha Lugdala Bavakam Shahi, the Ktana Bavakam Shahi, wherever the girl is, it's supposed to saying where the mother is. So if all girls live with the mothers, so then saying it, where the mother is correct. If it depends, so a much more correct way of saying it is to wherever the girl is. My Lavakam Shahima, the Ktani, the Milsa Psikta, which he said as a definitive statement, always where the mother is. All girls go with the mother, even a girl who's a good girl. Okay. Something more. So the woman had a child from a man. The man died, let's say, Mr. X, and now she marries Reuven, and Reuven makes a commitment to support their daughter for 5 years. Then Reuben divorces her, and she marries Shimon, and Shimon also makes the same commitment. So they can't say, the two of them can't say together, we'll support it together. Each one has to give her he made a full commitment, so he has to pay the full amount. So one will actually give her the food, and one will give her the value. She'll put the money away. It's her money. Okay. However, the Oigele Rechaya Lechavre Lechino. So there was two individuals, and one of them owns a Rechayim, and he was impoverished. So he rented out the Rechayim to somebody else, not for money, but so Reuben owns the Rechayim. Reuben's renting it out to Shimon. That Shimon should give food to Reuben's family. Okay. The Saif Iater, eventually Reuben, the owner of the Rechayim, became rich. And Zobin Rechaya the Chamra. So the arrangement was that the Sercher would do all of the grinding for the masker. He would do all the work for free. That was his payment. Eventually the masker became rich. And Zobin Rechaya Bechamra, so he had one mill which he had rented out to Reuben had rented out to Shimon, and Reuben bought a second one which he used for his own purposes. He bought the Rechayim and the donkey which would turn the mill. So he no longer had a need for Shimon to grind his grains for him. He do it himself. So Amalei, he told Shimon, "Ad idno, have it tichanino gaboch. Hashta have the agra. Till now, the way you paid me was grinding for me. I no longer have a need for you to grind for me because I have my own another one. I have another rechayim which I'm using myself. So now you're renting my rechayim. I want you to pay the rent for renting the rechayim." I will continue to pay my rent to you by grinding for you. If you have another way to do it, that's very nice, but this is what I'm going to pay you with, because this is what we had arranged the chatchila. So I will continue to provide that service as my payment for the rental. Okay. So, Savar Ravina, the Maimer, Ravina had an idea to say, Hano Asisin, we could learn out this argument from the Mishnah. They can't say that even though we both committed to give her Mazonis, and one of them, each one committed to pay, give her food. Nobody committed to pay money to her. He said it was to give her the food. So, let's say he has food which he grows himself. So he supports her. Now we're saying one of them has to give her the donors. We're making them actually lay out money, and which, at the end of the day, will be more expensive for him. The amount of money it costs to buy the food on the market is greater than the amount it costs him to provide it himself. But he's mechuyev to pay the mezonos. So we're also, even though the original arrangement was not money, since this, now he has to pay money. Okay. Amalei Rav Avira. So Rav Avira said to Ravina, that's what Ravina had thought to say. Rivera says, "Me dummy, I don't see that. It's not a good parallel. They're not the same. Hosom chad kreisa isla tartik kreisa lesla. She only has one stomach. So two men come in to give her food. She can't eat two people's worth of food. So under the circumstances, one of them has to pay her. But Halko, over here by the case of the Rechayim, Amalei Tachayin Vizavin Tachayin V'Oisiv. We had one Rechayim until now, which I was using, and I was paying you by grinding the grain that you need for your family. So what's your argument? You bought a Rechayim. So fine. Why don't you use that Rechayim to act as a miller and sell to other people? And the one that I'm working with, I will continue to provide for your family, like we were doing until now. So Tchoyin Mizovin, you should grind and sell that from that one, the new one. Tchoyin Boisiv, then I will be Toichin, and I will provide that for those which are in your hearing, your family to leave, I will, as opposed to sending it out, we're going to keep it here, I'll provide for that. So he doesn't have to pay money. This halacha that the renter does not have to pay money. So you can have a person who has a mill, and there's constantly people who need the services of the miller. That's called isle tchina l'rechayim. There are those who need grinding from the mill, and they're going to pay money. Or a situation where once in a while somebody comes by. Meanwhile, he's sitting there doing nothing. So in case he's sitting there doing nothing, he doesn't really have so much to do. So he's not getting a large amount of money coming in. He has plenty of time. So he'd much prefer to just, while that's true, grind up the grain for his landlord and provide that. But if there's constantly people who want to rent from him, so he could, instead of doing it for the landlord, he could do the same thing, get money, give it to his owner. So he has no loss by paying money in that situation. So we're going to apply the rule of kavanas aminis toim, that even though you might argue on a straight level that he could argue I'm not mechuyev, but if there's no difference to him and to the landlord, there is a difference. Getting money is much more beneficial for him in this case than getting the ground grain. And to the person who's the miller, he's going to grind for some customer. He's going to grind for his landlord. It's the same amount of tircha to him. Tell him he likes money. So that we're covering with somebody this time. Zakrashi.
I don't know what to do that stone thing in here, but it's generally not complimentary.
It's not. There is a Minister is when you have an opportunity to benefit somebody else and you're not taking any loss and you refuse to do that, you're called a stoimnik. That's a midestoim. That they had no interest in benefiting anybody, even though there was no loss to themselves. We'll see it again. We get to the babas. It comes up a few times. Baba Kamas, Baba Basra. It comes up Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. Zakrashi, second line. Dargalei Rechai Lechavri Latchina. Lahis the circle lost his most. The arrangement wasn't that the renter will pay money. the master to the owner to the landlord. Al sheyitzkan loy the mezonos beis habischorin. What he the payment for the rental was that he will mill the grains for the owner, for that which the owner needs for his family. So viyater masker, the master became he had more money, and zaber rechay b'chamra, he bought a mill and the donkey to turn the mill. Litzkun b'omus on his beis, which he would then use for his own needs. So he said, now I'd like you to pay me money. So Ravina said, we see in the Mishnah, Echad Zonav, Echad Nosel of Demei Mezonos. Lormina, we don't say, Shneim Yitnu Lo Mezonos. Both should give her Mezonos, like the original arrangement. They didn't arrange for money. Ela Mezonos, they arranged for Mezonos. Chayvu lost his demayim. She has some mezonos in Mokam Acher. For once, she no longer needs the mezonos. We translate his chi of a mezonos into money. Hachinami. Alpha pisha loy posik elat chino. Even though the original arrangement was just grinding for the owner, Achshav she'en enot tzarich. But now that that's not, he doesn't need that service. So now we go back to, or we convert that into money. You think, Domin?
This discussion is taking place. Is there a period to this vessel?
We're assuming we're within the time period. Okay, so Rav Avira said back over here. He can say, "Listen, you bought a new one. Fine, you should grind with that one and sell with it. What you're grinding, and the one that I have that I'm renting, the one that I have, we'll use that for your family needs. But over there, there's no other option. She can't eat twice." The more said, more until you have done me that, which you say that he doesn't pay money, he just gives them, continues to give the service of the grinding. That's only the less late chin of the rechaya. Shane Sarkhan Moitza Litkoin Beskar Kosho. He's not constantly busy grinding, providing the grinding service to the community. He has downtime. So therefore, he could argue, and he yoshe batel. Right now, when I have no business, so it's much better for me to just now give that, use that time to give you your service. Well, I said, no, I'm not going to pay. I will call sman shemoytzel litkon teichin miskar. So then, if he constantly is busy, so instead of grinding for the balabayas, he could grind for a customer during that time and take the money, give it the money to the balabayas. So what's the difference to him? He's doing the same amount of effort, and the balabayas is gaining money. So he has to give him the money, because even in a situation where there was no loss to the individual, he still refused to benefit somebody else. So that's what Stoim did. That's me, the Stoim. So the main sugi about this is a sugi actually about Bobakama. The more it discusses the sugi of Zen Hanav Zelo Choser. So that the Mordechai says that nobody says you cannot make an arrangement to rent something. I have three cars, you know. One of my cars, I never use it. It's just sitting totally bottled. So I want to rent it to you. Zen Hanav Zelo Choser, you weren't using it anyway. Give it to me for free. No, I have a right to rent my property out. The situation is in a case where, in the Bidyavit, which we had not made any arrangements beforehand, and then it was used. guy turned around and said, listen, you know, pay me. So they were like, what'd you lose? There was no hezek done over there. The only question was that you had no loss at all, loy chaser, and I got a benefit, so why should you? So after the fact, can he charge him? So that's the sugya zen hezek lo chaser. And the more introduces this argument that it's midas toim. If to the owner, it was totally irrelevant. He had a piece of property which he was not renting out at all, he was not doing anything with. Somebody went and lived there. And more says, if there was damage, there's a certain amount of wear and tear, etc. So he has a right to say, I want to get compensated. What's that thing for compensation? He doesn't have to ask for minimal. He could ask for what the regular rental is. But if there was no issue of wear and tear, nothing, it's totally did not affect him at all. Just see, so we say, it's me to start to ask for the money after the fact. So that's the rule of Zen and Zelochoser. That's so. I mean, even though Zen and Zelochoser, they would not do a favor for somebody. There's a Chassidish Rebbe who took that Gemara. Zen and Zelochoser covers some minus time. He said a Chassidish word on it. He said, so you have two Yidden, and Yid number one is Nehenna. So you ask Yidden, so what do you think? He says, no, look, Chassidish. He says, that's what you say. You say, I have a law. The other year had a law. Just saying, you know, instead of saying I had a law, the other year, say, yeah, I'm a law chaser. Like, that's all you can think about. You're a law chaser. That's a stymnik. It's not pshat. It's a nice word. So the Mishnah, Amana Sha'amra, if she loses my baseball, I want to stay where I lived until now with my husband and my husband's home. You know, why don't you go to your father's home? And we'll support you there. We don't want you here. They can't say that. They have to support her. They have to give her a place to live in the husband's property. An appropriate level of her covet. Okay, the opposites. Omra, if she loses me beisab, I want to stay in my father's home, and you should support me there. She chel am a yershim lerman law. Then the yershim can say to her, imat etzleinu yeishlich mazonis. If you live with us, we'll support you. If you don't live with us, so we're not going to support you. So they have a right to say that. However, if she has a reason, let's say, for example, this is a second marriage, and he has children from the first marriage. He has children from the first marriage, which are close in age to her. He married a younger woman. So she's going to live with these young men, which are very close in her age. It's very not appropriate. She's not comfortable living with them. So then, she has a right to go back to her father's home, and they would have to still support her. Okay. Yeah, she lost his baseball. Lots of my baseball. She doesn't. I don't want to leave where my husband's home to go somewhere else. And they say, we don't want you here. We'll support you somewhere else. So she has the right to stay. Okay. Tarabon. So the Mishnah says that she gets the mother of Yichvaydu. So the Brisa says, Mishtameshes b'mother. So she has the same level of usage of the property that she had when her husband was alive. She has right to the same level of usage of the servants. The same amount of mattresses and pillows. So she has a right to use the more valuable service items just like she had b'chayav bala. Shekach kosev lo. All that is included in the tanai that the husband is mechuyev to put into the ksuba, and even if he doesn't put it there, it's automatically as if it's there. And the phrase was va'at te yosef sebesi, you will continue to live in my home. As long as you are living as a widow in my home. So where do you see in this phrase all that we just said? Tana Rav Yosef, Bibesi v'lo bibaksi. Baksi was a small little hut. So he says the language is you're going to continue to live in my home. The Yerushim cannot stick her into the outhouse. So we derive from that that means that the maintenance will continue to be the same way she was in the home originally. The word baksi, Rashi says it's the word bay aksa. Aksa means painful. A house, a painful house, which means like a little small, uncomfortable place. Okay. Omer Nachman. Yisabim Shemachar Madar Almana Lo Yosef Luktum. So they decide to sell out that part of the estate. You can imagine you can have adult children and they all have where to live. And there's one house left over. The house, I mean, the father dies and leaves over the house, and the one who wants to continue to live in the house, they want to sell the house. So they sell the house. Doesn't work. Why don't we say the same argument as we have, the same halachas we have by Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan? Don't Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. So the law is that if the father dies, it leaves over. So the father is a chiyuv. The father is a chiyuv that his to support his daughters from his estate. So he leaves over a large estate. So the boys will take Yerusha, and the girls will get a certain amount for support. If he leaves over a small amount, and so the girls' support goes first, and the boys, the luck is Yishlo Psachim, so they get nothing. And if they have no support, so no problem, so they'll go beg. The bonus Nisar is the bonus Yishlo Psachim. Now the Yisraelim went and they sold the Nechasim Watim. They sold this which is Meshubid to the Mezoinus of their sisters. They sold it instead. So Lacha is it works. Masha Machru Machru. So we see at least, even though they should not have done that, there's a shibud, but when they sell it, it works. So we're also, they should not have sold the mother Amana, but if they sold it, it works. Why does Rav Nachman say, also will look close? Samora says, Hosam lo mishtabdi lo mechayim. Hosam mishtabdi lo mechayim. The chiyuv of the husband to provide for the wife's place to live, etc. That starts already when the husband's alive. So their Yerusha, as it were, comes in after the shibud is there. So they have no power to be mafkia that shibud. Whereas the chiyuv of the mezonos of the daughters is a halacha when the man dies, so this chiyuv on the property kicks in at that point in time. So the Yisraelim Yerusha is at least equal to this chiyuv of support for the sisters, and therefore if they took advantage of their karech of Yerusha to sell it, but yeah, but it's effective. Yes. No. It means to give also on the property. Right. Correct. Amrabaya. Savai says, Nikitinan, we have a Masara. That mother Almana, the place where the Almana is living, Shanofal, and the house collapsed. And Yashim Chayabim leave Noisai, they're not required to rebuild. The father was committing to provide a place for her to live as long as she lives in that home. But that will give the buyer a home, the builder a home. Mother Amana Shanofel, Eina Yoshim Chayavim Livnoisoi. Mela'oid. Furthermore, I feel here Maris Hani Chuni Vemnena Mishali Ein Sherman Law. She says that let me do this and I'll pay for the cost of rebuilding it. On the father's property. Her argument does not win a Besdin. Yerusha says, you have no right to the property. You got a right to live in the home. The home is not here anymore. So go live somewhere else. Boy Abaya. Shipsa Mai. If she had strengthened the home. Okay, so the home was expected, the way it was built when the father died, to collapse after 2 years. So she's not stupid. She went and did reinforcements, and now it's going to last the next 50 years. So Yashin said, listen, Betsim, she only had a right to live there for 2 years. After 2 years, when it falls, we can kick her out. The fact that she strengthened it, that wasn't part of the arrangement. So maybe they can say, ma'am, 2 years are up, please leave. Or no, as long as the house is still standing. The house is still standing. So take it. So that remains a question. Let's see Rashi. A little bit boxy. That he said, with Basie, and with Rashi, a little bit boxy. What's a boxy? Bias Tsar. It's a very narrow home. Kain Srif, like the example of a teepee. He represents the Shabbos, that the word baksa means bay aksa, a home which is uncomfortable. Which means, if your mother shaloi tsar, lakilav lahitzi esbara lahishiva. That also means interesting. Okay, I understand he's explaining the piece of the Gemara before. Rashi learns it's a new thought. But the Namal Kriyab to get more. The Namal Kriyab to create, it's a fikhwaida, depending on whatever was there. Also, to her disadvantage. The daughters get all of the support. The girls get supported. And the sons will have to go beg. Before they went to Bezin, the Bezin awarded it to the girls. Markham, they sold it, so Beniyavin, it works. Shipsa's Chizka Bitkeha. She strengthened all of the places, the Bet HaKabayis, all the places where there was need for strengthening. My. Miyamrin and Loi Mafkina Law call Yamim Shiokalis Kaim. So now it can last as long, much longer. So they have no ability to kick her out as long as the house is still able to stand. Adilma Mina Law Lav Kol Kaminech. The commitment of the father was to provide you the home that which he left over, which only was going to last for 2 years. And that which is lasting afterwards, you had no schus to mitzah what the father committed to. So the fact that you were making it last longer, you have right to do that. So we can ask you to leave. Taisus, interesting. Rashi learns that the case was that she did it already. And now we're questioning what will be after the fact. Taisus learns that shifsa, which does sound like a language of that something was done. He says the word shifsa, Taisus hachon gersin and shifsa with an aleph. So it's not that she was mashapetzit lashon of the keva of the verb, rather it's a noun. What's the law about shifsa, about strengthening things? So the question is, before the fact, does she have a right to go do that and thereby force the Yisraelim's hands and say, well, we don't know exactly how long it would have lasted, so she has a right to do that or not? Does she have a right to go now before and do the improvements to therefore strengthen the home and therefore create a situation that the house will last indefinitely, not knowing really how much would have been otherwise? Does she have a right to force it on the Yisraelim or not? That's the more Yisraelim. Rena Chanan, yeah. The Ben Chanan, the Rabban says that the Ben Chanan was the transition generation from the Goyim to the Rishonim. And the Ramban says in one place that called the Vor of Dibre Kabbalah, whatever he said, he got from the Sar from the Goyim. So it has the weight of one of the Goyim. So it's not the Ben Chanan says something; it's very significant. In Halacha, it doesn't mean that the Ramban doesn't argue on the Ben Chanan sometimes. Okay. Omra Efshi, the woman says that I don't want to leave Beis Bali. No, she says I don't want to leave Beis Abba. They can say, listen, you're living with us, we'll give you. If not, not. What's wrong with, what's the difference to them? They're giving her the mezonos. What's the difference of them giving it to her when she's with them, or giving it to her when she's living in her father's home? There's a surah, Birchas Abayis Meruba, that the more people live in a home creates more bracha in the home. So there's a certain siyata nishmaya according to the number of heads in the bayis. So when she's living with them, they're benefiting from her presence there, and the burden of the mezonos will end up being less. So they have a right to say we should not be burdened with this kiyuv of mezonos when it ends up being a greater kiyuv because we're not getting the benefit of having her live here. Okay. Relates with all the fibrichos of bias. It's okay, fine. So let's argue that had she lived here, they would have saved the 10% discounts. So let her live in base aviha, and give it to her at a 10% reduction. Somewhere says Hakanami, you're right, and Hakanami that she has a right to do. She has a right to live by the father's home, and they would give her a reduced amount of support. I don't know how exactly you. I don't know how exactly you measure it. Okay. Amar Avuna, Loshen Chachamim Bracha, Loshen Chachamim Oysher, Loshen Chachamim Marpe. From the way the Chachamim teaches halachas, we can learn how to get bracha, oisher, and refuah. So bracha hadamorin. So this case over here, from this din of the Mishnah, we derive the whole new concept of how a person can increase the value of the brach and the bias. Oisher, where can you learn oisher? It's not. Hamoicher Paris the Chaveroi, Reuben selling to Shimon. Moshach will I more that is Kana. More than Vilay Moshach, Loy Kana. In Hayabi Keach, Sarkar es Makoma. So, before we go through the problem of the case, but the Chum gave an Eitzah how to benefit the purchaser. So, the Chum given Eitzah over here. He says, listen, the Chum had no need to say that. They said, by the way, if he's smart, this is what he should do. So, they're giving us ways to increase our property. So, the metaltalin, you need to kill your mashiach to become a metaltalin. And so, putting it into the kalim to measure it is not kind of. The more it discusses if that's talking about even the kalim of the lekeach, or even only the kalim of the moicher, but doing the act of measuring the amount that he's getting alone is not kind of, until he does a mashicha. So, but if he's smart, the solution is just rent the property under where the keli is standing. Now the keli is standing in the purchaser's property. He's kind of a kinyan chatzar. Amar pe d'tnan lo yilos odom chitim iniach agavi makaseh bepesach m'neishim achmitzus. So agav, this halacha that the Chacham are teaching us, that there's a problem, there's a concern of chimutz based on saliva of the person when the grain comes into contact, when the wheat comes into contact with water, it becomes chametz. So Chacham said that applies not only to water but even to the person's saliva. So therefore, a person would want to chew up grain and put it on top of a wound to help heal the wound. He can't do that because it's machmas. But meanwhile, you see from the Chachamim how to heal a wound. Okay. Okay. Let's just do the Rashi's on this, and we'll leave the. I'm not sure why the two dots are parsed the way they are. They're really to the thought after this point. So Rashi. When they're together, they benefit, and there's a certain mazel of rabbim which is stronger. So calculate how much they see less the value in the home after she leaves, and give it according to that. Moshe Zachanami writes, we can. From the different halachas that they said, we can derive these benefits. Might be chaos. Zeshul kaf paris harbe. He's buying a lot of produce. Ve'elo shos the moshkom al nosan mos. He gave money. That's not kind of. He doesn't have time to do mashiach yet because it's a large amount. So the answer circle is mekarmer da'avle kichatzer. Rent the place. It's your chutz. Mekatzer kind of loy. Betulam emenol mikan schara. So yuchal moichal achzer. So this is a way to make sure that he'll be able to get to purchase it to the point that the merchant can't retract to the benefit of the purchaser. So Chacham have taught us a way to benefit your properties. So we can meanwhile derive that chitim which have been chewed up have a benefit for putting on the wound. Okay.